Hello, Dan from the future. This is Dan from the past. And yes, as you have said, it is WrestleMania weekend. But what in the holy heck does that mean? Well, I am delighted to say that on the line, I am joined by a voice that some people may know in this local area due to radio connections, radio presenter, MC, wrestling announcer, we'll get to that, and also all-round general good egg, Mr. Tom Campbell. Tom, thanks for joining me, mate.
That is a lovely intro, Dan, from the future. Presence.
Yeah, it'll get very confusing if we keep up with it.
Timeline stuff, isn't it, Dan?
It is. It will get very confusing if we continue down that rabbit hole. I'll be honest with you, regretted it when it came out of my mouth. But listen, we're here now, mate. We're here now.
It is, and also, yeah, it's nice to be on air in Stoke again. Oh. It's been a hot minute. I hope that the signal is coming through okay. Do you see what I did there?
And that's why he's the best at what he does, ladies and gentlemen. That is why he's the best at what he does.
Tom, no one else.
Tom, it is WrestleMania weekend. You I think it's fair to say, big in the wrestling scene due to your work on YouTube, but also you as an announcer as well. I think you are best placed to answer the question, what is a WrestleMania weekend?
Oh, that is a big question indeed. So WrestleMania is the big calendar events in WWE, used to be WWF back in the day. And this is where like storylines crescendo. It's almost like a season finale for professional wrestling. 42 years young is WrestleMania, the first one back in the mid 80s. And it was the very first WrestleMania was headlined by Mr. T and featured Cyndi Lauper. So that shows you how far back this event goes. But what's happened is, over the years, as WWE has grown, in particular now, since you can watch it on Netflix, what happens is WrestleMania has become more than just like a one-night event in April. It is now a two-night event presented by WWE. They will also have their regular TV programs that take place before and after in the same location as WrestleMania. This year, it's in Las Vegas. And then what tends to happen from there is that it almost becomes like a pro wrestling version of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, because you have independent companies from all across the world who will move and take their business to Vegas. They'll book out venues in and around Las Vegas where like 100,000 plus wrestling fans are expected to be throughout the week and across into the weekend. And it's a bit of a chance for people to shine in front of a new audience as well. It's a really key event in the calendar for pro wrestling, not just for WWE, but for pro wrestling as a whole. And it's, if you are a pro wrestler, then one of the best places to be for this weekend in particular is Las Vegas, where it is all popping off, Dan.
And you said there, it has taken over the city, because if you look anywhere on social media, you've got people traveling from all over the world. Like there's a guy who, I kind of stumbled on his content. I think this is his third WrestleMania and he kind of video blogs it. He's already there. He's kind of going to what they call now WWE World, which is how big it is. They've got their own world where they can get a load of memorabilia and merch and also meet the wrestlers as well. It really is kind of like the start and end of the year, isn't it? Really? It's almost like the new school year starts from Monday.
Basically, yeah, there's no off season when it comes to WWE. They will literally just have WrestleMania and then 24 hours later, like the new season begins and the build begins anew. But it does have that kind of end of term like energy. And I really like the way you've described that there. It does feel a little bit it's so much fun to be a part of. Now, I work for Cultaholic Wrestling and we get into the weeds on not just the things happening in the ring, but the stuff happening outside of the ring, the story developments, the business aspects of it. And there's always criticism over how these shows are put together. A bit like when you support a football team, you'll get frustrated sometimes with what the town manager's doing and why they're doing that in a certain way. But when it comes to WWE, there'll always be people that will voice displeasure with storylines that are happening, the way that certain wrestlers are being utilized. But when it comes to WrestleMania, there is just a special magic. And no matter how good or how bad the season has been, everybody wants to be a part of this particular weekend.
So I'll let everybody into kind of like behind the curtain here, as I am a massive wrestling fan. I've always loved wrestling.
Always
loved wrestling. However, kind of like when you're growing up and you kind of like when you're at uni, it's that kind of hidden. It was back when I was at uni, it's kind of that, I don't really want to tell anybody I watch wrestling still. Whereas now, everyone is absolutely loving it again. It's everywhere. You've got characters such as one of my favorite right now is Danhausen, who made his name for himself away from WWE and then is now kind of hit WWE and it's great. But kind of those things are kind of, you kind of go, oh, these are for the kids, but also adults. It's almost, without kind of really dismissing the art form of wrestling, it is very Panto-esque in terms of it's got something for everyone in terms of WrestleMania weekend. We'll have callbacks to old wrestlers. You'll have big matches. You'll have colourful. You'll have lights. You'll have sound. You'll have characters like Danhausen. There is 15 matches, though, across two nights, which means there's a lot of wrestling to get in just for WrestleMania. That's not including the regular weekly programming. Tom, you will watch every minute of what is going on this weekend. How do you do it?
I drink a lot of whiskey until 8 p.m. and then a lot of coffee after 8 p.m. It's one of those things where I, for good or for bad, I'm very blessed to get to do this for a job. Like, I love the bones off of pro wrestling, very much like yourself. So it never really feels too much like it's work. It feels like it's a very much a privilege to be able to go, well, this is how I'm paying my bills. I'm going in to do it. But in terms of the sleep pattern and stuff, this whole weekend, my sleep pattern goes completely out of whack. Dan, you'll know, as doing breakfast radio, it's a special kind of energy, and it's also a special kind of evil to get up at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning or work through the night on stuff like that. You kind of have this state of perpetual jet lag as you do it. The handy thing is that with Cultaholic Wrestling, so I'll be covering we'll be covering the event in multiple different ways. So we'll have Sam and Andrew, who work on the channel, are live streaming reactions to the show. So people will be able to join us for live stream reactions to that. We have a news team who work for Cultaholic.com who'll be writing news articles throughout the night. I'll be putting together a video that we do called What Happened At. So I'll be live sort of scripting what happens at the show. So by the time it finishes, there's a video ready to go out, which has been put together by our editing team. So it's kind of like we'll do like a voiceover live in situ as we go. So because I'm literally having to type up scripts, that does keep me awake. But also we'll all be in the office together, and as we've said already, it's a special energy about WrestleMania. So there's a real spirit in the office, even though it is like 2 o'clock in the flipping morning. There's a real passion and energy in the office that definitely keeps us all going.
It's one of them where you look at it and go, that's Tuesday's problem. Sleep, Tuesday's problem. we'll just get through it. It's Tuesday's problem. It'll be fine. As long as we can get to Tuesday, it's kind of like that. You mark it on your calendar and go, let's all get to Tuesday. After that, we'll assess everything. We'll see what we can do.
That is how I run a lot of my life, where I go, I'm just going to get to this point. I'm sometimes one of those that will sometimes kick a can down the road. Problem was, and I think when it comes to like how I'm going to feel Tuesday, I probably won't reply to emails dead quick on Tuesday. I'll probably need a little bit of time just to step away. Yeah, I think so. My wife becomes, as she has called herself, a wrestling widow this weekend because she knows that I'm going to be working during the day, catching some sleep during sort of dusk, and then going into work throughout the night, rinse, repeat until Monday. And then it doesn't even stop when WrestleMania finishes, because then they'll be, so as we said, the season begins again. They have their Monday night television program, where normally the show they do 24 hours beyond after WrestleMania is a bit of a one to watch, because that is where they set the table for the new season ahead. That's where you'll get new storylines begin. That's where you'll get new characters introduced to the company as well from different places. So that's a, we will do live streams, and we'll stay up through the night to cover that as well. That's a key part of the WrestleMania vibe. So yeah, but by Tuesday, I just, Dan, if you message me, don't be offended if I don't get back to you until maybe Wednesday lunchtime.
I've just been thinking whilst you've been saying all this as well, going, I'm up early this Saturday morning, which means I've got a really long day into WrestleMania. And I'm like, actually, it's absolutely fine. Compared to everything you're doing, Tom, it's absolutely fine. I'm not going to keep you too long, because for the aforementioned sleep that you do need to kind of preload into your body. Let's talk about you for a second, Tom, if I'm allowed.
Go on then.
You are involved in wrestling companies as announcers. You've done commentary. What's it like being involved that side of wrestling? Because as a fan, you get to be objective. You can kind of boo. You can kind of get involved. But when you're part of the show, how are you able to separate it? That's what the interesting thing is, kind of being able to go, right, I've got to be professional now, but I really want to boo you. Well, it was kind of, how'd you do it?
I'll boo my friends in my own time. As I say, as a ring announcer, I'm happy to do this part of it, because you don't get hurt as often. It's the safer side of it. For me, I'm really glad that I can sort of parlay the skills that I've had from radio broadcast and event hosting into doing something in a sport that I love. It came about in 2009 when I was working for a radio station in Shropshire. And someone came in to talk about a charity wrestling event they had going on, and they said they were looking for a ring announcer, and they asked if you ever hosted a wrestling show. I was like, well, no, I never have, actually. And so that was kind of, I did that, and they liked what I did so much that they said, do you want to come back and do this like all the time? And from there, like it just over years, it snowballed, and now I'm at a point where like pretty much every weekend I am somewhere hosting a show. I'm based in Newcastle upon Tyne, so my home promotion is in Newcastle. But in the last few months, I've got to travel to Essex. I've got to travel to Birmingham. Got to travel to Coventry, to Cardiff, and I've got to go all over the place. I've got events coming up in London and in Glasgow and in Nottingham. Nothing in Stoke yet. That's annoying. Need to work on that. But yeah, so I'm blessed that now my weekends are full of doing that, and it's a great role to have. I think that the role of the ring announcer gets very much underrated by a lot of people, because not only are you there to kind of announce the weight and height and the names of the wrestlers and all that fun, but you're there to G the crowd up. And Dan, you'll know from hosting a fantastic events yourself, you'll know that there's a real skill and an art in doing that. And it can be a bit thankless, because you're getting the crowd hyped up for whatever's to come. And I think a great ring announcer is able to do that. And again, it's skills that I've had before working as a ring announcer that I've been able to parlay into, I guess, to help fill my diary as much as I have.
And you're not scared to get your hands dirty as well. I've seen you. I've seen videos of you.
You saw getting that involved. Clip too.
You getting involved.
There was one particular show in Coventry it was last year, actually, that I was invited to be a part of an over-the-top rope battle royal. That's where wrestlers enter in timed increments and get into the mix, and as the last one still in the ring wins, you go over the top rope to be eliminated. So I was asked if I fancied being involved, and I shout out to who I thought was my friend, Alexis Falcon, her name is. She's actually going to be in your neck of the woods next week. I'll tell you about that. Yeah, she was the one that ultimately eliminated me from the match, and I hit the ground a bit too harsh, Dan, and I went from ring announcing the event to being put into concussion protocol, which is new. I had a big goose egg from landing on the floor at the HMV Empire in Coventry. And honestly, I was fine. But I said, the biggest issue I'm going to have is when I show this to my wife. She's going to hit the roof. I promised I wouldn't get hurt. Yeah, big shout out to Alexis Falcon for that. Alexis Falcon, genuinely one of the best. One of the best wrestlers coming out of the UK right now. There's a whole bunch of great talent that I want to shout out. But I know she's part of a show that is in your neck of the woods, which is New Wave West Midlands next Saturday in Hanley. And I do want to take a moment to shine a spotlight on the scene over here, because one of the big conversation pieces that comes up with WWE that we talk about a lot on Cultaholic Wrestling is the ticket prices. And obviously we're in a point where money is a little too tight to mention. So we don't have the money to throw around. And when WWE are charging tens of thousands of dollars for front row seats for big shows like WrestleMania, or when they come to Birmingham charging, three or four digits for seats at the arena, it's just too much for some people. But the great thing is that there is this fantastic scene currently of professional wrestlers in the UK that can offer the entire family a brilliant night out for like a quarter of the price that you pay for one ticket for WWE. So when they come to your neck of the woods, I would highly recommend it. I've not been sponsored by these guys, but I knew I was talking to yourself on Six Towns, and I always want to try and shout out local wrestling in the area. So I do want to give some love to New Wave West Midlands, who are in Hanley next Saturday. Interestingly, the champion of New Wave Wrestling is a guy called Leon Cage. And if you want an idea of just how good the UK talent currently is, Leon Cage is currently in Vegas. I think as we are recording this, he and about 20 other people from Europe are in a private tryout with WWE.
Wow.
And I think that's a real testament as to what great talent the UK and across the continent are currently producing, and the great talent that is on your doorstep in Stoke and beyond. If you wanted to check out a night at the Wrestling and WWE felt a bit too far away and a bit too expensive, there are shows all over the place, and there's one in Hanley next weekend. There'll be no doubt more as well.
I will just say that was the politest and nicest way anyone has ever like just done some guerrilla marketing on a radio show before. So
I know that some of the names on New Wave Wrestling, because I kind of work with a lot of people and I keep my eyes on everybody. So I don't know too much about, like, obviously there is a history of wrestling in Stoke.
Absolutely.
The great Kendo Nagasaki is from Stoke. He's absolutely a Stoke boy. There's history.
To be fair, and I did say I was only going to keep you for 15 minutes, but that's gone.
But now
we've gone down this rabbit hole of old school wrestling. I think that's also a key thing, because a lot of people's assumption of what a wrestling show is going to be is, who are you? Who are you? It's going to be all of that, which there is a little taste of that. There is a little bit. However, it is now. And again, like, I'm so glad you spoke about New Wave Wrestling, because what those guys are doing locally, like, there's loads of great pro wrestling for you. Do a weekly or monthly show here locally as well.
Pro Wrestling for You, of course. Apologies. Big shout out to Pro Wrestling for You.
And what they do is exactly what you said. It's accessible. It's fun. It is pretty much, you know, in a local scale, what you're going to see on TV. It's the storylines. It's the characters. It is getting everybody invested in what they're doing. It's not the old school easy, and who are you? It's not that anymore. It's evolved into something where it is all the family, and it is a lot of fun to go to as well.
I think there's still like elements of it that will exist until the end of time. I think it's a testament to the power that characters like Big Daddy and Giant Haystacks had in their heyday. That I covered a wrestling event at Wembley a year or so back, and as soon as I got in the taxi and said I was off to this wrestling show, first name out of the taxi driver's name, the taxi driver's hat was Big Daddy Giant Haystacks, and you know they've been a long time not with us, and it's been a long time since that heyday. But those days of Saturday afternoon wrestling on ITV are still very much embedded in the culture of pro wrestling. So when you have anything that happens about wrestling in the UK, I think you'll always get that, who are you, easy type energy. It was I've just quickly had a look on here, actually. 1992 was the last time Giant Haystacks wrestled in Stoke, and it was at the Victoria Hall in Handley. So it's like the... So there's that energy will always be there. I think that it's wonderful that it has evolved in the way that it has, I think. But I think Easy Chance will always be there. But if that is your only experience of wrestling, as Dan said, check out Pro Wrestling For You and check out companies like New Wave as well, because... you'll see it's come such a long way since then.
Right then, Tom, back to WrestleMania this weekend. It's the big weekend. It's the lack of sleep weekend for you. Yes. You have got one match to pick out of the 15 that you would think the people who are kind of want to dip their toes back into WWE, want to dip their toes back into the world of professional wrestling from the card or the cards, you should say, over the two nights. Which match are you picking that you think will be the standout?
That's a very good question. One I was terrified that you would ask me. If you want an idea of kind of... I'm going to go against your rules. I'm going to suggest two.
Okay.
Because it kind of depends what you think you'd like the most from your wrestling. So both these matches are from night two, from the Sunday. If you want something that is just action-packed, wild stunts, like almost like a human car crash in front of your very eyes with a incredible athleticism, there is a six-man ladder match for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. This is kind of like the second division title that you kind of earn your way up to the main belt with. And this is six guys where, if you're not familiar with wrestling, six guys in the ring... They'll have a ladder in the center of the ring. In order to win, you have to climb up the ladder and retrieve the title. But there's going to be a lot of thrills and spills along the way to get there. It isn't just a case of just running up the ladder, because they do some crazy stunts off that ladder. It is a wild one to watch. I would also highly recommend checking out the heavyweight clash that's going to be between Brock Lesnar and a chap called Obafemi. So Brock Lesnar has been a major part of WWE's storylines for many, many years, like a big man that came from the UFC and has just taken wrestling by storm. And Obafemi is almost like the new version of that. He's a younger guy who's come through, a Nigerian wrestler with so much steam behind him. And these two are going to have like a classic heavyweight style smash up. To determine who the best heavyweight in the company is. I think that's going to be a spectacle. And I know for a fact that is opening the second night of WrestleMania. So there you go. So that's the best part. It's a big heavyweight clash. It's two big beefy boys. And it's the first match of the night. So if you want to check out WrestleMania, if you've got Netflix, you can watch it on WrestleMania. You can watch the first match. And then if you like it, you can stay awake. And if you don't, you can go back to bed. But I think genuinely, if you catch those two matches, I think you'll be hooked for the rest of it.
I hope. Now, I've got absolutely no way of this happening. If there is anybody that's going to make it happen, it's you. But I hope it's two big beefy boys going at it makes the promo for the match on Sunday night, because I think that's such a fantastic way of doing it. Finally, Tom, you have entered the ring as a wrestler in an over-the-top battle royal.
Not again.
I'm not asking
Even
you to
Alexis
do it.
Falcon away from
I'm not
me.
Asking you to do it again. Don't worry. But if you had to choose a song that would be your entrance theme, these are a big choice. This is because, you know, it's got to be instantly recognizable for, yeah, this is Tom Campbell or whatever your wrestling name will be. But it's also got to be kind of like telling people what your character is. What are you going for?
My entrance theme.
Yeah. What are you picking?
See, this is it. You've opened a can of worms here, because I have a wrestling persona that I would already create if I had the energy to. So I'll get to the theme, but I need to explain the persona. So
absolutely.
I've always liked the idea of becoming the first ever pro wrestling postman.
Okay.
Under the name of, get ready for this, First Class Mail.
Nice. And I'm guessing,
M-A-L-E.
I was going to say, I'm guessing Mail, M-A-L-E. Fantastic.
That's it. My finisher would be a big move off the top rope, which we could call airmail.
Very good.
Or it could be some kind of submission hold, which we could call the letter opener.
And but your pin would always be a small package, right? Like you would kind of.
It would be a small package, depending on whether or not it could fit in the hole at the post office. Not that I've overthought this at all. So I would either come out to the theme from Postman Pat or that one they use in the postcode lottery. That someone's knocking on your door. That, because to me, wrestling is at its best when it's ludicrous. Like, that's always been my joy, is when wrestling is silly. Because it is silly when you really boil it down to what it is. So I will always embrace the silly. And I hope you will embrace the silly this weekend. And check out WrestleMania. And also check out the great content that we do at Cultaholic Wrestling as well. YouTube.com/Cultaholic to do that.
I was literally just going to go, Tom, where can people find more about you? There we go, cultaholic.com.
Well, I'll plug at Tom Campbell on Twitter, the hellscape that is Twitter. I'll also plug Mr. Tom Campbell on Instagram as well. Come and say hello, and thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely no worries at all. Thank you so much, first class male. It's been an absolute, hey. It's been an absolute delight to spend some time with you this morning. And to kind of finish off this interview, Dan from the future, please press play on the theme from Postman Pat. This is Six Stones.
Something cool if you want.
No, absolutely not. We're going full Postman Pat, and then we might do the postcode lottery theme. This is Six Stones Radio. Tom Campbell, thank you so much. Head to cultaholic.com to find more of Tom's wrestling-based work, or find Tom Campbell online as well. Tom, thank you, mate.
Thank you, and love you. Bye.
Postman Pat.